Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a good Erev Shabbos and good Shabbos. Obviously, all of us know we're going through a major challenge, a major nisayon of the coronavirus. First of all, anyone who has it, Hashem should send a full refuah shleima b'karov. But we should also know it's a time to work on ourselves, to strengthen ourselves in emunah, bitachon, in achdus, in keeping the heligot Torah and mitzvahs. And I think it's only appropriate that this parsha comes out in the midst of Vayakel. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the whole Klai Yisrael, all Bnei Yisrael, all the Jewish people together. And as we know, when Moshe Shor from Lakewood said this, he gathered them together to do what Hashem wants us. Hashem wants us to be united. Hashem wants us to be one people, but not even one people, one person. We have to feel for each other's needs. We have to feel for each other's pains or good times. When Chaim Kanievsky Shlita said, we have to be marked with not to speak Lashon Hara and to mevata ourselves. Well, the former chief rabbi of England, Rav Jacobowitz Zatzal, said, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Oseh Shalom, and we take three steps back. Zok Rav Jacobowitz Zatzal, because sometimes to make peace, you got to take three steps back. But right after that, I'm just saying, I said, see, Yibane Beis HaMikdash Mehev Yameinu. Because you tell Hashem, when I take three steps back, I'm mevata myself. Hashem, I'm mevata myself. Now, please rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But when Moshe Shor said, that added on, when Moshe Shor from Lakewood added on, when you're mevata yourself and you're one, what do you turn into? What's the next Indian after Vayakel? Shabbos. You got to use it to serve Hashem. You got to use the Achdus, not speaking Lashon Hara, to mevata yourself to serve Hashem for Shabbos. And I believe Shlomo Horowitz said, if he said this word, the first Aseres Dibros, why do we keep Shabbos? Because Hashem created the world, Shemayim V'aretz, on the seventh day Hashem rested. Shabbos is full of Ruchnius. It's a time to grow in Torah, Mitzvah, Ruchnius. It's a time to be united with your family, and of course, if you can, with friends. But obviously now, because of the coronavirus, we're not supposed to leave our house. But it's time to look only at the Ruchnius. But Shabbos is also a time of emunah bitachon, to realize that, you know, Hashem is everything Hashem's telling us we got to do. And that's why I think we light two candles on Shabbos. One Zachor, one Shamor, but you know, say one for emunah and bitachon. V'amakil katla shlita and harav yuruchim ocean shlita, the two Roshivas of Lakewood, there's two others, but they said, you have to work on emunah bitachon now. To believe everything Hashem is doing is for our best. You know, sometimes we don't understand why Hashem does certain items, but He's doing it for our best. I give you an example. This is a made up mashal, of course. But let's say you have a friend who tells you, you know, I'm going to drink tonight. I'm going to drive also, and he's so proud of it. So you know, the only way to stop him is to break his legs. You can't get his car keys, so of course you're going to break his legs, and he's going to be screaming at his head of you, yelling at you, get off my legs, get off me. But when he wakes up after getting drunk, he's going to be kissing you, saying, thank you for saving my life. Thank you, same thing. Everything Hashem does is gamzul toivah, is for our best. But we also have to realize Hashem is with us, even when you're facing challenging times. Like David Melech said, Hashem leave lo iwa, Hashem's with me, there's no reason to be scared. But Fischer Schachter said this on Tisha B'Av, a beautiful story. He said, Raoul Wallenberg, you know, put a bunch of Jews into the Swedish embassy in Hungary, and then Raoul Wallenberg was taken away by the Russian army. So a Jew got up, let's call him Reuven Schwartz, and Reuven Schwartz told the other Jews, you know, in the embassy, we have nothing to eat, we have no food. So if I'm going to die here, I'm going to die outside, it doesn't make a difference. So Hashem wants me to live, I'll live. Hashem wants me to die, I'll die. So I'm going out to get food. So Reuven Schwartz went to a bakery, it was burnt out, it was destroyed. He saw the city or the town destroyed. He just sat down crying. He sat there crying. Then he saw some soldiers coming. He goes, that must be the Russian army. So he ran to them and he started speaking Russian to them. But it wasn't them. It was the Hungarian Cross Guard. And the Hungarian Cross Guard said, ah, you must be a Russian secret spy. They gave him to the Gestapo, Yimach Shemo. The Gestapo figured out that he was a Jew, he was a Yid, and figured out that it was him and a bunch of Yid and were hiding. They kept asking, where are the other Jews? Where are the other Jews? And Reuven Schwartz would not answer. But he kept saying on his breath, Eino Mivado, there's nothing but Hashem. So Gestapo could say, I'm getting my medical equipment. He was getting his torture equipment. When he went to the back, Reuven Schwartz saw a closet door open. So he hid behind the closet door. The Gestapo agent came back, could not find him. He closed, locked the door. He looked all over the office, couldn't find him. For a day and a half, without food, without drink, Reuven Schwartz stood on top of it, standing, saying, "Eino mevado, there's nothing but Hashem." A day and a half later, a Hungarian plumber came in, saw Reuven Schwartz behind the door, gave him an apple, gave him a plumbing uniform, and gave him a wrench, and he said, "You'll be part of us." Reuven asked the plumbing guy, "How do you know I was behind the closet door? Even the Gestapo agent couldn't find me." So Hungarian plumber said, "Closets don't have feet." But you saw that Reuven Schwartz had complete emunah bitachin Hashem, and we know the Nefesh HaChaim V'Chaim V'Lash said, if Chas to show him you're in a dangerous place, and you say there's ain't no mevada, there's nothing but Hashem, Hashem will save you. But we have to understand, we have to know that we can't give up hope. Hashem is always with us. I'll tell you one more story, and I'll leave it over the vault. I think it's Rav Fischer Schachter's mother, I don't want to say for sure, but she went to a doctor to have children, and the doctor said, unless I have hair on my hand, ma'am, you're not having a child. You're not having a kinderlach. So official Shakta's mother hopped on this New York City bus, and she just sat there, crying a bit. And the bus, at a couple of stops later, the bus driver said, "Ma'am, the next stop is the last stop, and after that, I'm putting into the bus depot." So she started to remember that when she was a little kid, she hid under the carpet and locked the secret door that was below the floor. And the Nazis, Yimach Shemo, came in, didn't see anything wrong, and they left. A couple of days later, they came in again, or a couple of weeks later, and they saw the carpet a little uplifted, because that was where she was hiding. They pulled away the carpet, found her, found her family, killed her family, but she was alive, but she survived the war. On the New York City bus, Fischer Schachter's mother said, "Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know why you kept me alive. But as long as I'm alive, I'm not giving up hope. I'm going to have a child." A year later, she had a child. To teach us that a Jew can never give up hope. But the only reason why, because we know Hashem's with us. We have to work on Amunah B'tachon and say, we don't understand why the coronavirus is going on. But we have to work on that Hashem's with us. Amunah B'tachon. We also have to work on Achdus. Try to mevat yourself. Not speak Lashon Hara. And I think it sums up best with our Moshe Feinstein's Asal's vault I said yesterday. That the Jews ran after Moshe Rabbeinu told them about the donation of the Mishkan. Zakar Moshe finds, because you have to run to do mitzvahs, even if you'll need to do it now. And we know the donations, the Mishkan was not going to be built for a couple of months. So we have to run to do Amunah B'tachon. We have to run to do Achdus. Try as much you can to mevat yourself. Try not speaking Lashon Hara. Try not lying. Try working it more and more on your b'nu'munah, b'tachon, Hashem. Everything that happens, you say, "Hashem, I know this is for my best. This is all gamzu l'toiva." And with that, zechus, may Mashiach comes. But if Mashiach doesn't come, at least the coronavirus should go away and everyone should be healthy. I'd like to wish everyone a heiliger Shabbos Kodesh. And may the candles of Amunah B'tachon dance at everyone's table, along with Hashem's Melachim dancing around your table. Have a really good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.